Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. A lot of things I want to discuss today, and I kind of gave you an introduction to the book of Hebrews, to the angelology last week, and just quickly, by the way, a review. The word angels literally means messengers. And so when we read in Revelation chapter number 2 and 3 about those messengers of the church, the angels of those seven churches, I believe it's referring to the pastors. Now, don't think I'm an angel. Far from it. Matter of fact, I was at the revival. I preached that revival, remember, a week or so ago here at Inman Park. And some of their church members, an older lady, she made me, after one of the nicer revival I preached, she wanted me to lower my head. And I lowered my head, and she said, you know, when you're standing up there in the pulpit, I see a halo, because I just got to hear it. Anyway, I said, if you'll feel back there, you'll see two horns coming up. So, but when it's talking about being angels, literally that's the messengers of those churches, probably the pastors, the elders. But it's mentioned 188 times. In the Old Testament, 165 times the word angel or angels is mentioned in the New Testament. I mentioned last week, and as we begin our study of angels, that it's mentioned more times in the book of the Revelation than anywhere else. It's mentioned a lot in the book of Hebrews, actually, but more in the book of Revelation because angelic activity being more prevalent in the last days, and we're talking about the tribulation and other times. So, again, when we think of the word angels, we want to think of the term heavenly host, okay, of the host of beings. Turn me to Hebrews chapter number 1, real quick, when we look up a couple verses. Hebrews chapter number 1, again, quickly by way of introduction. Let's skip down, let's look in verse number 4. Speaking of Christ, being made so much better than the angels, okay, as he by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Then go to verse number 14. Again, you can see in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, it mentions angels over and over and just in that first chapter. Again, time won't allow me to look at this whole chapter, but look in verse number 14. Are not they all ministering spirits sent, speaking of angels, sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation? That's one of the purposes of angels, as we're going to read and study the next couple of weeks. They're ministering spirits who minister to us. In what way? We'll get into our study. Matter of fact, next week, if I don't get into it this week, no, it's the next week's lesson. A lot of us, I believe, have what's called guardian angels. I'll show you in Scripture where there's angels protect people. I just think some of y'all need more guardian angels than I need. You'll get that on the way home, okay? Some of us might need more guardian angels than others. But they're ministering spirits. They're able to take on form of humans, as men. And we'll see that as we read about that. But they're ministering spirits. Matter of fact, if you remember, even demons, devils, then we'll get into that in our study of angels and Satan, that when the angels fell from heaven, remember in Satan, we read that in the book of Revelation, he took a third part of the angels with the angelic realm. Some of these fallen angels, some of them were locked in the underworld. We find four in the river Euphrates. I take that very literally, that today there are four angelic beings, fallen beings, that are locked in the river Euphrates that will be loosed during the tribulation period. There are some that also are in the abyss, ready to be released during the tribulation period. And then there's some of their on this earth walking about that are bothering us. And again, we looked at that last week. So there are different places. And again, when we get to study, why did the Lord allow some under the river, four under the river Euphrates? Why is some in the pit, the abyss, ready to be released during the tribulation period? And why are some on the earth? There's a reason for that. And we'll look in the book of Jude and other places that we get in this to stay with me. But I want you to know there's different times. I mentioned last week that when we think of angels, don't confuse them with the seraph and the cherub. All different beings. Matter of fact, God has created a wonderful creation, and we only know a little bit of it in God's word. There's cherubim, there's seraphim, there's angelic beings, and they all have a different, hey, for lack of a better word, job description. They all do something, huh? That's even better. You ought to get up here and teach. They all have a different purpose. Yeah, they do something too. I mentioned last week, angels are that we would know are messengers. Matter of fact, Gabriel, we know him as a messenger, but he had a realm. There's, by the way, there's only one archangel. Who is that?
Michael.
Okay. People think of archangels. No, there's only one that the Bible speaks of, and that's Michael, the archangel. He had a special purpose. When we think about, we looked at the cherubim. They seem to have a ministry of defense, and they are by the throne. When you read about cherubim, they are by the throne. We read about seraphim, and they're above the throne. We see that in Isaiah 6, and their ministry is mainly of worship. Isaiah 6, holy, 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 and they have wings, six wings. They did six wings. Yeah, two he did fly. Did I say that right, Doug? You sing that song. Two they covered their feet, two they covered their face, and with two they did fly. So seraphim has six wings. Cherubim's a different kind of creed. Y'all see where I'm going with this, okay? Angels do not have wings. I know probably at your house you got these little angels or little things. Don't throw it away you just because you have a little statue of a little angel and all, but the Bible never speaks of angel having wings. I will go this in Zechariah chapter number 5, people always point me to that. There's two women in Zechariah chapter number 5. Am I going too fast for y'all?
No, keep going.
Okay, I'm going to slow down. In Zechariah chapter number 5, it speaks of two women. And they have wings that they're in the wind. I won't read it, but you could look at it on your own. And they said, well, those are women angels. No, the Bible never refers to them as angels. Matter of fact, it's in a vision that he sees. And they're in a city of Shinar, which is another word for ancient Babylon. And if you read that whole chapter, they're there. It's a vision, and it's for evil purposes. So, number one, they're not angels. They're never identified as angels. They are identified with women that have wings, but it's identified for evil, not for good, for God's judgment in Babylon. Matter of fact, there's a seat there of judgment there. So, when we're going to look at, I promise this morning, about some examples of angels, and they're always masculine, they're always in man form, okay? Talking about spirits real quick, I'll share this with you, and we'll get a little bit farther now. Even the demonic, we call them demons in the King James, it's devils, but you know, there's only one devil, but there's many devils. You got that? Or we would call them demons, okay? The King James Bible does not use the word demons, but and I had a preacher who's mad at me. He's probably going, you know, this goes on the radio. And I promise you, I'm going to get a text from him next week because I'm calling devils demons. And I want to make a clarification again. The King James Bible never calls them demons, calls them devils. But because of people we could understand, we think of demons. Okay, of course, there's a reason for that because of language and all. But remember those devils or demons that was inside those guys in Gadara? The Gadarenes, they were in the cemetery. There were two of them. We think of one, but actually there were two of them that we know of. And they were chained, and chains couldn't hold them. And they were. And then Jesus comes there. He calmed the sea. He went up into the Gadarenes there and went to the cemetery, graveyard, everywhere they come. And one of the demons, he said, who are you? He said, we are legion, for we are many.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.